Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, October 6, 2008. The Palestinian Legislative Council in Gaza decided on Monday that the term of office of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will end officially on January 8, 2009. Meanwhile, Israeli troops invaded Kabatia and captured a Palestinian fighter. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. In the ongoing controversy over the post of the Palestinian president, the Hamas-dominated Palestinian Legislative Council, PLC, in Gaza decided today that the term in office of Palestinian president will officially end January 8, 2009. Faraj Al-Ghul, a Hamas lawmaker and head of the PLC legal committee, stated that President Abbas of Fatah will no longer be dealt with as a president after January 2009 and that deputy head of parliament will take the post until general elections are held. Meanwhile, Dr. Abdel Sattar Al-Qasim, a prominent independent academic, declared today he would run for presidential elections once they are called. In a different internal Palestinian issue, a Hamas delegation headed by the prominent Hamas leader in Gaza, Dr. Mahmoud Zahar, is set to move to Cairo today for an upcoming Egyptian-mediated intra-Palestinian dialogue over national unity. Livni also called on her Ramallah counterpart, Dr. Riyad al-Malki, to work to stop the homemade shells being fired from Gaza into nearby Israeli towns, quote, so that a progress in negotiations can be maintained, end quote. In other news, Israeli military forces captured on Monday morning a leader of Al-Quds Brigade, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad movement, in the Palestinian town of Kabatia, local sources reported. Al-Quds Brigade said in a press release, quote, an undercover Israeli force ambushed Naji Nazal and near his home in the Nazal neighborhood at 4:15 in the morning. They fired at the man outside his home, but he managed to get inside, end quote. Other members of the group arrived to back him up and clashed with Israeli troops surrounding Nazal's house. Troops managed to break into the home after they fired shells at the other resistance fighters and took Nazal to undisclosed location. Also today, Israeli settlers in the West Bank city of Tul Karim attacked olive harvesters in villages near the city, but no casualties were reported. In a related development, 150 dunums of arable land were set on fire in the West Bank village of Kaffin. Witnesses said Israeli military hindered the firefighting brigades from getting to the scene. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Rami Al-Mighari and George Shmawi.